Nevada's War, Victory Conditions is a Graphic Audio production. Copyright 2008, Elizabeth Moon. All rights reserved. Production copyright 2010, The Cutting Corporation. All rights reserved. Performed by Nanette Savard, Colleen Delaney, Sherry Simpson, Joe Brack, Christopher Sheeran, Elizabeth Jernigan, Jeff Allen, Lily Beacon, Jeff Baker, Andy Clements, Michael Glenn, Richard Rowan, Elliot Dash, Thomas Penny, Stephen Carpenter, David Coyne, James Konacek, Eric Messner, Ren Casey, James Lewis, Casey Platt, Dylan Lynch, Mort Shelby, Ken Jackson, Danny Gavigan, Drew Kopis, Sonny Lasky, Terrence Aselford, Michael John Casey, and Scott McCormick. Directed by Nanette Savard. Produced by Rick Rowan and Wayne Beeman. Executive producers James Cutting, Mary Cutting, and Angie Cornett. Dialogue editing and graphic audio sound design by Lauren Driller. Additional original music by Matt Webb. Book adapted for graphic audio by Wilson T. Ferrier. If you enjoyed Vada's War, be sure to look for the Serrano Legacy. Available at road stops everywhere at 1-800-670-5220 or at www.graphicaudio.net.
The following preview is of a graphic audio production rated for mature audiences due to scenes of intense violence and sexual situations.
Tell me, Kip, if you've done bad things your whole life, but you die doing something good, do you think that makes up for all the bad?
No.
Me neither.
But it's better than nothing. Orholam is merciful.
Wonder if you'll say that after they're done with your village.
Gavin Guile is the Prism, the most powerful man in the world. He is High Priest and Emperor, a man whose power, wit, and charm are all that preserves a tenuous peace. A peace that is slowly rotting from the inside out.
This is all that's left of what was once a great civilization. Statues of great men. Broken by the pygmies who followed. Let me tell you something you already know. Something that all of you have believed, but no one dared to say. The wrong Guile won the Prism's war. They killed him because they were worried he would change everything. They feared him because Dazen Guile wanted to free us. Dazen knew that light cannot be changed.
As darkness slowly encroaches upon the land, Gavin receives a mysterious letter.
Undying Gavin, it's time you meet your son, Kip. Lena.
As Gavin races to find his son, he learns of a new and dangerous threat to his empire. A man who calls himself King.
Your time is finished. Yours and the Gromaria's. You're done! Light cannot be chained. Know this, Prism. We will take back what you've stolen. The horrors of your reign are almost at an end. And when it ends, I will be there. This I swear!
With the death of his empire looming, Gavin will be forced to wage a war on multiple fronts. But little does he know, his assassin may be looking right before his very eyes.
You're a stupid, stupid boy, Kip. But maybe a dull sword can go where a sharp one wouldn't be allowed. Don't you forget this. Don't listen to him, you hear me? He's a liar. You will not fail me in this, Kip. You learn, and then you kill him.
Yes, Mother?
Kip, if you ever loved me, avenge me. Swear it by your worthless soul, Kip.
I swear to avenge you, Mother. By my very soul.
Don't miss the beginning of the end in Brent Week's critically acclaimed new series, The Lightbringer Trilogy. Book 1, The Black Prism, Parts 1 through 3. Available now in graphic audio.
If you can't find that graphic audio title you're looking for, go to www.graphicaudio.net, where you can order it in CD format or digital download. If you're on the road, call 1-800-670-5220. That's 1-800-670-5220. Or www.graphicaudio.net. And if you're looking for a great way to try out a different graphic audio series, check out our convenient and easy-to-store long-haul box sets, which contain up to 5 books of a series. Available only at www.graphicaudio.net. Be sure to sign up for our monthly newsletter or follow us on Twitter.